The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome, this is Tar Heel 24/7, a UNC basketball podcast. Make sure to like, share, subscribe to the channel. Without further ado, I want to welcome in one of my favorite guys. When I came in, kind of was helping me through the process, Shamon Williams. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, John. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you asking me to be on the 24/7.
I appreciate you coming on here, man. So, you know, I guess before we get into the nitty gritty, kind of, you know, I know you were coaching. What are you up to these days for the folks that want to know?
We just moved back to South Carolina in July after coaching at Denver for 1 year and 3 years at Old Dominion University. So right now, just helping in my community with my AAU program and raising kids. I got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. I'm in the weeds with that for sure. But enjoying being back on the East Coast, and you know, from time to time, get a chance to get up to Chapel Hill to spend some time with those guys as well.
Appreciate it. Hey, look, how's coaching? Like, how do you like? Because I feel like when I was at Carolina, you were kind of a coach to me. So how that gift and that love, where did that come from?
John, I think it came from just being a point guard. Mm-hmm. When you're a point guard, you know, you are the coach on the floor. it's always used as an analogy, but when you take it to heart, you understand that there's a lot of people depending on you in that aspect in the game. And so I've always been somewhat of a coach when I played. And, you know, while even playing, you know, having a conversation with Coach Smith when I left to go to the NBA, you know, Coach Smith, you know, told me, he said, Shimon, don't give the institution any money. They've made enough money on you already. Not knowing the magnitude of it at that point in time, when you're talking about 1998, he said, make sure that you come back and you pour into the kids that are in the program. And so, you know, that facilitated me building my home there in Chapel Hill and being there what consecutively for 14 years straight until getting into Division I coaching. So I really honed my skills in, really with you guys, trying to teach the game, setting up the runs. You know, when we played, I know a lot of times you guys got mad. Man, why can't we just play? But you, hey, man, when you set the screen right here, roll right here, or pop right here, you know, when you come off, look for this and those types of things. And so, you know, Coach Smith was very intricate in making sure that I gave back. And so we're giving back to teacher. And then dealing with, you know, great individuals like yourself that were extremely talented. You know, when you're in the NBA, you know, a lot of times, you know, I remember Coach Williams and saying, Shimon, you sure you want to get into coaching? Coaching's hard and this and that and those types of things. Like they were trying to run you, not him personally trying to run you away from coaching, but they were trying to say how difficult coaching was. And I was like, no, try getting Vince Carter to do what you want him to do. Or Antoine Davis, and then you got, you know, Paul Pierce, and then Gary Payton. And then Kobe Bryant, trying to get those guys to do what you want them to do, you know, as a leader, you know, those are the things that helped me, you know, become even more infatuated with coaching. Because it's like, if I can get those guys to respect what I'm saying and what I'm doing, then it's not going to be hard to get an 18 to 20-year-old kid that's trying to do the same thing that we've done to get to those spots. So, you know, that's kind of what drove me into coaching even more or less at the Division I level. And seeing you guys' success, you know, was very, very important for me, not just on the court, but off the court as well.
Like I said, I can't thank you enough for just putting a fire under my belly, man, just, you know, every day. So I appreciate that. And so let's get down to it. NC State, you know, we don't like them. This won't hurt more than most. Third game of UNC history where the Teals have played without both their leading scorers. Biggest win for State in the rivalry since 1960. Right. They shot five of 33 from three. So kind of give me a synopsis of the game, man. Like, obviously we didn't have our best players, but what went wrong?
Well, for me, you know, personally, I thought that the game wasn't physical enough. And, you know, a lot of times when you have talent, there has to be a fine line in having talent and then having a talent that's physical and making the game physical as well when you need to. Because, you know, we all end up playing against each other somewhere down the line, even when we're in high school or somewhere, you know. So, you know, there's a competitive nature. There's a competitive part in that game that says, no, you're not going to do me any kind of way. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm not just critiquing the North Carolina State game, but I'm critiquing basketball in itself. And so when you go to North Carolina State, it, you know, when you're in that North Carolina uniform, you truly understand that you're everybody's biggest game. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so when you've been in that year after year after year, you understand the magnitude of this game, and then you understand what has to be brought to the table. And so for a lot of the individuals that participate in the game, in some retrospect, they haven't really gone through the gauntlet yet of understanding that you're everybody's best game. Yep. And so there are certain things that you have to bring to the table each and every night. You see the fire in Hugh, but in all actuality, the kids have to understand that too. And so, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I got to play with them a little bit in the summertime, and I know he kind of was like, you know, his intensity is high. Like, yeah, it is. My intensity is high. You know, that's a standard here. You know what I mean? Yep. That's a standard when you come to the University of North Carolina, and you have to understand that and be taught that. That every time I step on the floor, like, it's a dog fight. It's a dog fight. And understanding that people are trying to build their reputation off of you. You know what I mean? And so when you take those things personal, it breeds a style, or it breeds a type of play that you're going to, you know, embark on each and every night. And when you go into these environments, you understand it ain't really about my talents per se, as opposed to my toughness and my mentality. This is what's going to happen, and there are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You may beat me in the end. There may be a case you may beat me, but Lord knows you're going to be in you have been in a dog fight. Yeah. And, the other night, for me personally, I wish we would have made it more of a dog fight and let them know, hey, listen, like, you know, yeah, we wear light blue, but we're tough as they come. And, I think, you know, the more games like that they have under their belt, understanding the magnitude of being at North Carolina and what you have to bring to the table each and every night, I think they'll get better and understand what they're facing.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yeah, it's interesting you said the physicality, because I actually did an NC State Virginia Tech game. I called it, and I talked to Coach Wade, and he's like, you know, I worry about physical teams because we're not physical. So it's funny that you said, hey, look, we should have brought the fight to them, because that could have been maybe a difference in the game or how the game played out when they saw that, hey, they weren't going to get punched in the mouth and it was going to be free-flowing. They got confident. That's a great point.
As they say, the bullies get bullied where I'm from. You know what I mean? Okay, here you go. You know, I know you see this light blue, and you may think it's a soft color, and you know it breeds happiness and all that. But when we step into this 94 feet, I want you to understand there's a standard that comes along with this Carolina blue as well. And so.
It's good. That's a good point. And I think about, is there a game? I'll go first. I'll let you go first. Is there a game when you played, like, we had a game against Marquette, Jay Crowder, Jimmy Butler, them boys, right? JUCO boys, out the mud type guys, right?
Yeah.
And so before the game, they like, you know, we eat McDonald's, they McDonald's all Americans, and then all that type of energy, right? And sure. All Coach Williams did was just put that quote on the board, and he didn't even say nothing before the game. We was up 42-18 at half. So, like, is there a game you can remember where you, like you said, took it personal? Like, okay, that's what y'all on today. Like, let me show you what this Carolina Blue gonna do to you.
Well, it's interesting, John. Two things from what you said about what happened with at Marquette. What Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder didn't understand was you had us in the summertime.
Yeah.
As much as they thought they were dogs, we were wolves. Mm-hmm. So you were being raised by wolves. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
They didn't understand that part. And so for me, I guess my mentality, John, because I wasn't a McDonald's All-American. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't All-State. You know what I mean? I wasn't All-Region. So for me personally, I've always worn that mentality on my sleeve.
Yeah.
And I've been the have not. Now, you know, a lot of people look at my career and they think that I'm a have, but you know, I'm a have not. You know, there were 17 of us that came into the ACC my freshman year. I was number 15. And so I've always had that mentality of, you know, the worker, you know what I mean? I'm going to outwork you and I'm out, you know, I'm going to compete. And so, and then the era that I played in, you know, that was a prerequisite. You know, when you look today, you know, playing hard is a skill. When I played, it was a prerequisite. There was no possible way that you were going to have a chance to play if you didn't play hard and be competitive. So, you know, you talk about my college days in the era I was in. I mean, in 4 years that I played, I mean, two number one picks were in the same era, you know, with Joe Smith and Tim Duncan. You know what I mean? So those were the types of guys that we were playing against. And so, you know, Maryland, you know, like when I was in college, I think I may have lost to Duke maybe twice in 4 years. So, you know, though it was a rivalry, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, it was like, oh, it come Duke, you know what I mean? We knew what time it was. When I was young, my freshman year, my sophomore year, it was really Maryland. Maryland was like the bully. You know, they were tough, but they weren't bullying. You know, it was like they weren't bullying us. You know, it was like because it was she, Stack, McGinnis, Donald, myself.
You had some boys that wasn't going, as we say.
That's a great way to put it. You know what time it is. You know what I mean. So that was the era that we came in. But you know, it was just so much talent in the ACC. Like Travis Best was a beast. Bob Sir was a beast. Corey Alexander was a dude. Like you didn't want him coming down that, you know, the tunnel. You know what I mean? Stephon Marbury. You know, so it was extremely, extremely competitive. And every night it was like, you know, everybody was going to give us the biggest punch. I mean, it's interesting because I just saw Darvin Ham. I'm down here in New Orleans, and they played the Pelicans tonight, and I just saw Darvin Ham. And Darvin was like, yeah, Shimon, you remember when they broke the backboard on us in the NCAA tournament in Richmond. He went up and he broke the backboard and it shattered and stuff like that. And you know, he was like, yeah, Shimon, you remember I broke the backboard on y'all? I said, yeah, I know. I said, I didn't get payback till we got to the league. You remember? Buckets. Yeah. You know, so those type, you know, that's the competitiveness in my era. But, you know, we weren't gonna go for it.
It's definitely, that's a great point when you think about physicality and just taking things personal.
But you weren't going for it.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's the point I was gonna make. Specifically with NC State, like, I just went like, I never lost to them, and it wasn't close. And they were a top 25-ish program at some point. Like, we took that game so personal. Like, it was just a nasty, like you say, it was nasty game. Like, we just weren't going. And so, you know, but that was bred through having that Tar Heel, like, you know, like even with the Duke game, right? Them cats had never been in the Dukes. Like I got whooped by Duke by 20 my first year. So, you know, I got thrown into the fire, right?
Right.
In Cameron. And so that helps. Like, you know, I don't know if those dudes know the depth. I mean, Seth probably does, but the depth of, like, you know, we always talk about it. Coach Williams, if we lost to NC State, we'd rather lose a Duke to NC State. And people hate when we say that, but that's just a fact. Something happened to him back in the day over there. He won't talk about it, but we know that he don't want to lose over there. So that's a great point you brought up. Kind of moving to Henry Vissar. He remains day-to-day, by the way. Says flu, lower body injuries. The next official update is at 1:30 today. Tar Heel 24/7 will be covering this press conference. But I'm going to ask you, did USC's elite front court mask the guard play, or is this just kind of a one-off right here, 5 for 33 from three? You know, what are your thoughts about that?
If we're talking, you know, it's difficult. Because when you do have elite interior play, it does allow the perimeter to have easier shots, easier attempts. You're playing more, you know, if the ball goes in, it's kicked out, you're playing on a closeout as opposed to having to create. You know what I mean? So when you have those guys, when you break somebody down in the big help, there's an easy finish at the basket or above the basket. So there's a lot of variables that go into it. When I talk about being more physical, even from a perimeter perspective as well, driving and being able to break people down and create opportunities for others or yourself, as well as getting to the free throw line. You know what I mean? Like, put them in foul trouble. Let's see, can they guard? Even though we don't have our best, quote-unquote, leading scorers, which happen to be our interior, you know, being able to understand what the game is presenting itself. And so now, as I was saying about that game, being able to break people down, get in certain positions to put pressure on the defense, because usually the pressure on the defense is, okay, we got it inside. Now they're in the paint. That's creating pressure. Now we can kick out and play from that perspective. Well, I don't have that. So now you have to break people down and get into the paint as well, as from, you know, from a driving perspective, collapse and then kick out and get those shots. And then, you know, once you can get some free floating threes, some wide open threes, you know, that makes it a little bit more easier than shooting contested threes. But also, like I said, putting pressure to get fouled, get to the free throw line. And, maybe while you're driving, you know, somebody might get caught with one. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Get your hands off of me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know if it masked it. I don't know if having that interior play masked it. But what it shows you is, and I always said this, and I said this to you, being in North Carolina is a great place. It's a great place to be. But eventually, you're going to leave that environment.
Yeah.
And so while you're there, being successful in that environment is one of the most important things, but also being able to develop yourself so when those things break down, I can take this transferable information beyond this environment. And so what we found out was, you know, if we don't have an interior presence, we don't have many that can really put pressure on the defense to create easy shots for themselves and others.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And it's funny you say that, like, you know, you used to always kind of preach that, like, look, like, work on your stuff, because, like you said, you ain't going to be here forever, right? And to me, I did not understand it. You know who understood it? Harrison.
Yes,
Harrison understood it. You know, that was my roommate. And so, like, you know, be in the gym, I'm working on my stuff, right? You know, I'm working on my stuff. Harrison over there doing, you know how you go. God knows what. I'm like, HB, come on, HB. But he understood, like, hey, look, things could change quickly.
Yes.
And during my year, when he had his best year, he was top 10 draft pick, He didn't have to pull out the sword much, but when we needed him, he had that thing on him. And so I liked how you put that, like, hey, look, y'all got to work on your stuff and be ready, because guess what? Now our tube is gone. Who going to get it for us? And if you ain't been working and being diligent in your craft, you're going to struggle. So,
yeah. And being able, you know, like a lot of kids, you know, they'll listen if you're willing to tell them and teach them. Mm-hmm. You know, like HB, you know, I was in the gym with HB every night, you know what I mean? Because that's what he wore. Yep. You know yep. what I mean? So it was like, listen, like, you know, this is going to present itself in the game, but if it don't present itself, now here's what you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Because I used to tell John, pop, shoot it. Shoot it. Because in my head, you're leaving this environment.
Yeah,
John, when you lead this environment, this got to be something. This is something that I know you can do, but you got to get used to doing it. And then I took at 6'10" with your wings. If they even think about closing out, it's just a pump fake, and you, Lord knows, you one dribble to the rim. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so, but you know, so I in my thought process in teaching is two things can exist at one time. You can learn to be great in your environment for your team as well, but you also have to develop individual skill, because in all actuality, there's never been a time that I know of when a player has gotten better, the program hadn't gotten better.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it,
yeah.
from an individual perspective or from a team perspective. But you have to be able to do two at the same time, because like now they were, you know, and it shows you too that this will help them be better down the road, in my opinion, because they've been so used to having Vessar and Caleb, right? So now they don't have them. Now it's like, uh-oh, now we got to do this, you know what I'm saying, and tweak this. So a lot of times through trial and error or experience, it makes you develop something different, where for me, I like to see it before it happens. You know what I mean?
I want
you prepared before it happens. You know, if I got you prepared before it happens, once it happens, you're already prepared. But, you know, you have to, you know, it has to be something that you're interested in. And I think it's going to make them better.
Yeah. You know,
it may not result right now, but it's going to make them better down the road.
Before we get to Syracuse, I got a basketball question. This is just curiosity, my basketball mind, and I love picking your brain. Is the era of the elite passing point guard over?
No, I don't think it's over. Mm-hmm. I think it's not appreciated enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, you because people don't appreciate it, people don't do it. And so those who understand the game, because everybody evaluating the game doesn't know the game at the same level. That's just being honest and understanding, you know, what things make things go. Because elite passing point guards sometimes may be setting things up for the hockey assist.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get you so you get it to him. You know what I mean? And so what has to happen when you see those types of things, you have to tell that person, great job of seeing the pass before the pass. Because if you don't reward them for that, they don't see the benefit in doing it. So what would they do? Keep the ball and then try to make a pass, which may be a turnover, as opposed to seeing the pass before the pass. And so, you know, we have to do a better job in understanding that the game has to be taught, as opposed to being more predicated on the statistical approach to the game, you know. But the passing point guard is going to have to become more. He's going to have to elevate himself, because the athletes are so different now.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, it's cats like me. Like, if I'm coming out of high school right now, I'm like pick and pop four, play a little three. But it's not even like a. It's not even something like when I was coming out, it was like, ah, we could do that. Like, now it's like, okay, this what you're doing, Slim. You over here, you're going to pick and pop. I don't care what you got going on. You're going to develop the three. I want you to shoot it. So it's so interesting how the game has changed.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, John, and I've been blessed to have, 2017 when I got out of coaching the first time to 2017 mm-hmm. to 2020, I happened to develop the number one pick in the draft and the number four pick in the draft mm-hmm. in three consecutive years. And then a kid that was drafted in the second round, all from upstate South Carolina, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I've always said this, and it started with Mitchell Robinson. When I started with Mitchell Robinson, people were like, why are you teaching him how to dribble the basketball? He needs to already jump hook and all those types of things. Mm-hmm. And I've come up with this thought process, and I know it's the truth. People may not agree with it, but I know it's the truth. I don't consider myself to be a coach. I consider myself to be a professor. Mm-hmm. So when you go into your economic class at the University of North Carolina, you're expecting that professor to give you the information that you need so you can go and compete for the best jobs in the world. Okay? Mm-hmm. When it comes to basketball, it's the same. You're depending on me to give you the information to help you be the best that you can be and create for and potentially compete for the best jobs in the world. And so it's like this. Because you're tall, why wouldn't I teach you the same things I would teach somebody that's 5'10"?
Mm-hmm.
In the classroom, I'm going to teach you all the same. So why wouldn't I teach? Why would I hold you back because the Lord made you tall? Why would I hold you back or teach you not how to be physical and use your footwork in the interior because you're not as tall as someone? Why do we retain the information just because of somebody's size? That's not correct to the child. Yep. Teach them. Especially when you have somebody that's receptive, teach them. Mm-hmm. Don't hold them back just because they're tall or they're short. Teach them the information and then let them use the information to dictate who they're going to become. Right. And so for me, I've always, like I used to say, John, shoot it.
Yeah. Shoot it. And it's crazy because I won't say allowed to shoot it, but the offense didn't dictate me shooting the ball till year 7, 8, 9, right? And I was ready for I shot 35% from 3 hours. Yes. I was a kid very quickly. And and that's just for me, just always trying to keep it, like you say, like learning, keeping it just in case I had to pull it out the toolbox. So
that's right.
That's for sure.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
That's a good point. Yeah. Some gems. You dropped some gems today, man. You dropped some gems. That's why I like talking to you, man. I got to write some of this stuff down, put it on my bulletin board, man. So let's do the Syracuse preview real quick.
Okay.
You must let that big lead slip at the crib. It's an important game just to stay kind of in the mix for that double bye, top four to ACC tournament. Top four to ACC. Syracuse is talented, 15-12, 4-3 at home. They rank kind of lower in rebounding and 3-point defense. So, from a matchup perspective, this should be an easier game for us. Matchup perspective. But they're number two nationally with blocks per game at 6. So kind of give me what you think about this game or a game plan or how the mindset of Tar Heels should be going into the carrier, what's called the JMA Wireless Dome now, but the Dome.
Yeah. Well, we're not in the position that we can take anyone lightly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That should never be our perspective anyway, because you do wear that North Carolina on you. So like we alluded to earlier, we're everybody's big game. And so, Syracuse is looking for another resume supporting win. And What a better way to get that other than to get it against North Carolina? And then especially if you feel like North Carolina's down, if they're not going to have Caleb, if they're not going to have Henry, you know, so this would be a prime opportunity to try to beat the Tar Heels. And so, you know, what we have to be focused on is the same thing, you know, competing at a high level, you know, being physical when the opportunity presents itself. You know, if we can create shots, create, you know, for me, I like non-contested attempts. How do you shoot so well? I shot non-contested shots. But if we're able to get those types of shots, be it, you know, from the perimeter or being able to create and get finishes from Zayden and Jared, I think it'll be good. Syracuse has been a team that has usually, you know, been very, very zone oriented. Under Red, you know, they played a little bit more man, but the basis of who they are has been zone. So you'll have to push that basketball, especially because we didn't shoot the three well against North Carolina State. They're going to say, okay, we're going to make them shoot three. You know, so what we have to do is push the tempo to keep them from setting up that zone that they're so used to playing and try to create easy attempts as well as get into the interior and get some foul, get to the free throw line. You know, I want to commend Zayden High. You know, Zayden's, I mean, you know, you look against Pittsburgh, I think he had 12-7. I think you look against North Carolina State, he, you know, he had a double-double, you know, and we all know that he hadn't played much throughout the year. And so to be called upon and to be able to give you those types of numbers, and, you know, we know Zayden, you know, I like Zayden because he nasty, you know.
Yeah.
He's got some nasty.
Yeah.
I like that, you know. But, you know, but he's done a very, you know, done an awesome job of not tucking his tail, not being focused, and then having the opportunity to step on the stage. He's done a great job in competing. And so he will be extremely big in this game. You know what I mean? He's going to be big in all the games until, you know, these guys start coming back. And so we will need for him to be physical, you know, hopefully not be in foul trouble. He has to understand his impact on the team now, you know what I mean? So he can't get into foul trouble. But be an interior presence force and then being able to pull that big out, which will allow guards to be able to create and beat people and get to the rim and finish without them being able to use that, what you said, top three shot blocking team in the ACC. So those would be my thoughts about Syracuse.
Yeah, I think coming out with a sense of urgency is the biggest thing. Like, come out like you look like you lost by 20 last game. I think that's the biggest thing. Bring the fight to them. That would be my mindset coming into the next game after losing like that. And then I think, you know, Syracuse is a team where, you know, if you, you know, I had a couple games with them this year. If you can not let them feel good about themselves, they'll lay down. But you can't let them feel good about themselves. It'll be a tough team to beat. They got all the talent, so.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on the game.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. You dropped some gems today, man, per usual. Thanks for taking the time, man, and safe travels back home since you're in New Orleans. And hope everything goes well. I'll see you soon, most likely, some down the road.
No question, man. Well, thank you for having me, John. You're doing a wonderful job. And like I tell you, man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the person you are. I'm proud of what you're doing and what you've done. And my hat goes off to you, man. You've become an outstanding man. I watched you come in as an 18-year-old, and to see you now as a man, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but I'm extremely proud of you, man. Love you, and you're doing a great job. Keep going.
I appreciate you. You've done more for me than you'll ever know. Me coming in as a freshman, just being on my ass every day and just trying to get me better, not even from a basketball perspective, just a mindset and life perspective. So thank you as always.
Yeah. Kudos, man.
Yes, sir. And as always, thanks for watching on YouTube and listening wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to check out TarHeel247.com for the latest wall-to-wall coverage of Carolina Athletics. See you guys next time.
Hello, and welcome to Plutophone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, The Matrix, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, or Mean Girls.
That is so fetch.
Just stream it for free on Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.